Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Kuf Tes and Masech Tiksubis. Some of the topics we learned about include the Machlekes Admin v'Chachamim in the case of HaPoitzik Mo'is L'Chasanoi U'Poshel Lo'yos HaRegel. A man promised his son-in-law a dowry, but after he gave Kedushin, the father retracted. The Machlekes Admin v'Chachamim in the case of Ha'oir Al-Hasodeh V'Chos Mo'la'a Be'ed. Shimon that bought a field from Levi, in which Reuben claims that he owns the field. However, Reuven was an aide, a witness, on Shimon's sale document. The Machlekes Admin v'Chacham in the case of Misha Halach L'Medina Sayam v'Avdu Derech Sedeo. A landowner traveled abroad, and he discovered upon his return that his pathway was occupied by the surrounding fields. Some of the terms and concepts that we learned about include the two stages of marriage, Erusin and Nisuin. Erusin is the first stage, also referred to as Kedushin, after which she becomes an Eishes Ish, forbidden to all other men. However, she does not yet enter the husband's reshus and does not yet receive the benefits and responsibilities of a full wife. Nisuin is the subsequent action of marriage, which includes chuppah, he brings her into his domain, and bia, cohabiting. After Nisuin, the wife is considered to be a full-fledged wife and receives the benefits and responsibilities of a full wife. Although in today's times, both Kedushin and Nisuin are performed simultaneously, in the times of the Gemara, there was a lengthy interval between Kedushin and Nisuin. An aide only signs a shtar after he reads it. A dayan signs a shtar, validating the signatures without reading the text.